Thanks, Cal. If we could focus on the positives, I thought the second half we were brilliant. It's just, once again, first 10 minutes of the first half we're just not making it.
Well, we've had these times in the past, and probably a few weeks ago, I'd have been a lot more disappointed than I am now. Obviously devastated about the result, we got a win, but there was a lot more, lot more positives coming out of that, because you'd be looking at six minutes in again and conceding, but the response from the players, I thought, was fantastic after that. And once we got back to 1-1, I thought it was only going to be one winner. Even before that, it's one of them cases where any little thing is getting punished, and at the other end they're not going in, things aren't dropping for us around the box. And how many times have we say it every season, you seem to go through these little patches. But a few weeks ago I thought we were struggling to create. I didn't think we were doing that very well, as well as not defending very well. I think today we've created, there has been individual errors that have cost us, but on the positive side is attacking wise we were a lot more inventive, caused them problems on another day, we'd be stood here with a victory.
It's partly my fault, because I said as that corner was about to be taken, Gainsborough have been on the back foot in the last 20 minutes and FC are in the ascendancy.
They've only had two corners. We've had all the play. Late on it probably looks a bit frantic, because we're pushing on and we're trying to get that equaliser, but we've got to get ourselves in a position where we're not looking for equalisers.
I mean, what is it? Is it like a confidence, psychological issue that we're talking about?
We're getting punished for tiny little individual errors. The first goal, when the lads picked it up, Dean started, he was playing holding midfield, has vacated that area for some reason, so the lad's been able to run right through on our back four and cause a threat, which has caught us cold. And then on the second goal, a ball that Chris Lynch that should have been cleared or played to a red shirt, has ended up getting intercepted in midfield areas. They end up with a corner from it, and the rest is history. Most corners you've got a fighting chance of getting a goal, and that's what the result of
it. It is an old hobby horse of the forum, of the unofficial forum, and people on Twitter, the two up front option, and you went for it today when we were 1-0 down. You put Maidley up front.
We started like that.
Yeah, so I thought it worked very well, and I thought Maidley, his finish, should be congratulated. But I'd just like to focus on two players in particular. The sponsors, for once, picked the right player, despite being intoxicated, with Sam Sheridan.
Yeah.
And I thought Adam Thurston as well. He's come out of nowhere, really, from Glossop. He's just not looked back. He was superb against Chesterfield in that first half. And playing right back, I thought he was excellent.
He's a good player, Adam. Known him for a long time. He's been patient, he's waited for his chance, and at the moment he's doing their business, so there can be no qualms there. Sam Sheridan's a quality footballer, we've seen that. It's great to see how, we saw another positive, Harry Winter.
Yes,
the field and adding something to us.
I was going to ask you about the signing of Harry Winter. It's another one from Charlie, isn't it? Because yep. Sheridan came for Charlie as well. We've obviously had the outgoing of Callum Byrne and Sean Cook and Mike Norton. Is there, without naming names, is there going to be a few more additions in the next couple of weeks?
We need, we want to be strengthening, and that's an ongoing process that never stops. And hopefully Harry can fill the shoes. Not so much fill the shoes, because he's a different type of player, but them players have been magnificent for the club, and we wish him all the best. Football keeps evolving, and we've got to make sure that we do that.
And you're looking forward to trip to Nuneaton. They're doing quite well in the league at the moment.
Yeah, but I think they won't beat Telford 5-1 away from home. So, listen, like I say, there's positives from today. We've got to make sure we stick together and make sure the players stick together. And with that, then we can start to build. And like I say, I'm a lot happier than it probably would have been a couple of weeks ago, because there's a lot of positives there.
Well, thanks for joining us, Carl. Cheers, man.